Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. This is Mike Pursuta from the DVE Morning Show and Steelers.com, and you are watching Agree to Disagree, the show with the motto, I'm right. He's definitely wrong. Statement number one, players not quitting is not to be praised.
Well, the way you phrase that, I'll agree, but players not quitting is definitely something that should be kept an eye on. It should be assessed, particularly after results such as Patriots 55, Steelers 31. That's something you got to keep an eye on because that is going somewhere that no NFL team ever wants to go. Sometimes you have a 2-6 record after eight games, and sometimes there are circumstances. You can't have that.
Oh, I agree with you, and I agree with the statement. And, you know, I'm going to take it even a little farther. I don't even want to hear about players not quitting in terms of it being an explanation or a general topic. I mean, that subject to me doesn't deserve to be talked about unless they are, and then it's a problem. Statement number two, the frustrating thing is that they're better than this.
I agree. I don't think this is a 2-6 football team. I don't necessarily think it's a Super Bowl team as this year plays out, but I'll give you our most recent body of work, Bob, the New England game, down 14-0 and 24-10. All three phases conspire to help get the Steelers back even. All of a sudden, they're tied with the mighty Bill Belichick and the even greater Tom Brady on the road in the third quarter. And then it all falls apart, offense, defense, and special teams. I think this team has not put together 60-minute efforts. I think if it had, the record wouldn't be 2-6.
Well, I disagree with you, and I disagree with the statement. And I really thought that this lesson that I had been trying to teach you had gotten through, that in fact in the National Football League, there is no standard that you have to be. You only have to be better than the team you're playing that week. Now, the converse is, if you're worse than the team you're playing that week, you are, in fact, the team that loses the game, and then you are not better than that. Statement number three, give it to Le'Veon at least 20 times a game.
Yeah, and throw it to him a few times when you're not giving it to him. I'm all for that. I think he's starting to get it. He's not played the perfect game yet either, but he showed a lot of positive signs as a dual-threat guy in New England, as a guy that the offense can kind of channel through the way it does Matt Forte in Chicago and Fred feature backs such as that.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you and agree with the statement. And, you know, to me, though, it's not so much about getting him the ball, but it's about running it. And he is the best running back, so he deserves to get it. But I think that the Steelers need to continue to try and develop and expand their ability to run the football on offense. I think it helps you in so many ways, both in setting a proper physical tone, protecting the quarterback, giving you more options offensively, keeping your defense off the field, all of those good things.
We got that play-action thing, too.
Statement number four, Buffalo's running game is better than New England's.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree because the Bills have used three quarterbacks and none of them are established in a
National
Football
League. None of them are Tom Brady, I know that.
None of them are Roman Gabriel. None of them are Tony Romo. None of them are been there, done that guys. A ton of yards against Kansas City. I think it was 38 attempts for 240-something, 6-something a carry. Man, that C.J. Spiller is an explosive individual. The other guy, Jackson, is a pretty good hammer. They seem committed to running the football. This just in.
Yeah, right. And the Bills, I agree with you and I agree with the statement. The Bills are doing it because they have to do it. And any defensive coordinator who's paying even the least amount of attention understands that they have to do it. You know, those Kansas City Chiefs that they rolled up all that yardage on, that's a pretty good defense right there. I remember seeing them, you know, at Heinz Field on a Monday night not all that long ago. You know, Buffalo and Fred Jackson, too. C.J. Spiller is very dangerous. Fred Jackson, I think, is maybe the most underrated running back in the AFC. We'll agree to disagree about that maybe next week.
Why not?
Why not? That'll do it for this edition of Agree to Disagree. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We'll see you here next Wednesday exclusively on Steelers.com.